Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Has been officially declared upon our police force. And the people who've declared the war, ladies and gentlemen, are the left-wing, radical, socialist, and fascist politicians. Their foot soldiers are the people you see out in Portland rioting, the people you see in all the major cities burning down buildings, looting, doing whatever they think they can get away with in the name of justice, when in fact, of course, it has zero to do with justice. You have radical nut jobs, like Rashid Tlaib literally saying, no more chances, we have to totally do away with the police force, totally do away with it, totally do away with incarceration, nobody goes to jail. Totally do away with it. So what does that leave us with? Anarchy. Mind you, she doesn't want to totally do away with the wall around the Capitol building or the people who are there guarding people. Doesn't want to do away with that. This is the rhetoric you're getting from these crazed, fascist, left-wing, radical kooks. And they mean it, folks. They mean it. The problem is they got to get the people to support it. And they don't know how they're going to get the people to support it without race baiting. So what they do is they take every single chance they can get. If you think I'm lying, you are insane. They can't wait for a black man to be shot by a white police officer. Every day there's probably, unfortunately, a bunch of people shot by police officers, most of them justified. I would say 99.99999%. And a lot of them are white people. I don't hear any big complaints. Where is the huge outcry from the woman who was shot in the Capitol, unarmed? She didn't have a gun on her by a police officer. Where's the outrage? Where's the protest in the street? Where's the say her name people? Where's the looting? Where's the rioting? This is a woman who served our country, and she was blown dead away for no reason at all because she didn't have any weapons on her, and she hadn't committed any act of violence. Hadn't committed any act of violence. Explain to me where the outrage is. Oh, wait a minute. She was Caucasian. Doesn't matter. By the way, that police officer whose name will not be released, they released this woman's name fast enough, who shot Dante Wright, didn't they? That police officer's name was not only held a secret, but now they're saying there will be no charges brought up against him. Where's the rioting? Where's the looting? Oh, that's right, there isn't any. You see, in order for them to accomplish their mission, they must divide this country. And they must do it along racial lines because there's really no other way to do it. They tried doing it under political lines of Democrat and Republican. That didn't work out to an extent, and they're kind of happy with the way that showed up, but they need more. They need more, and they need these racial divisions. That's what they need. So they're going to convince a bunch of misinformed and underinformed people that the police in the United States of America, for the greater part, wake up every morning saying, ah, what a beautiful day. Kiss their husband or wife, maybe their child, get in their car to go to work and say, hope I find a black man to kill today. Does that sound reasonable to you? Does that sound even remotely reasonable? Well, we're going to dissect a bunch of this crap today. And we're going to get right down to the nitty-gritty because facts matter. Okay, if I want to cherry-pick cases in which doctors have had malpractice against, oh, I don't know, let's say Asian people. And all I ever report on is, oh, another case of an Asian who had a doctor do a horrible thing. Then you would think, well, they're killing Asians. These doctors are just purposely screwing up surgeries and diagnoses on Asians. Because I'm not reporting on any of the Caucasians or African Americans or anybody else. I'm only reporting on the Asian. So the only thing you ever get to see is the victims of malpractice that are Asian. Then the narrative is doctors are purposely committing acts of malpractice on Asians. Well, that's what's happening here. The only thing you see reported is when a black person is shot by a white police officer. That's all you see. Occasionally by a black police officer, but that's all you see. So if that's all you see, the narrative is that's all that's happening, and that's not true. But let me expose their plan a little bit. The first thing they did was take away qualified immunity from cops. That is a serious issue. For the people who don't understand what that is, let me explain. If there was some kind of malfeasance, if there was some kind of a problem and a police officer did something totally wrong, or even if they were accused of doing something totally wrong and they didn't, you couldn't really sue them personally. It would always go back to you sued the police force. So the police force shouldered the brunt of it. So if they said, yeah, you never should have hit this guy the second time, give him $20,000 or whatever, then the police force did that. You didn't. It didn't come out of your back pocket. Now with qualified immunity ready to be stripped from these police officers, you can sue them personally. That means you can take their house, their car, their life savings, everything. Everything. Now, let me ask you a question. If you're a police officer and you know, well, this guy was driving drunk and he probably needs the Heimlich maneuver, or he needs do some kind of immediate medical procedure on him or something else after an accident, are you going to try to help that man, or are you going to say, not me, because I might get sued and I'll lose my house, I'll lose my life savings, I'll lose everything? So unfortunately, they'll just have to wait till the ambulance gets here, and if he dies, he dies. How many people are going to try to deliver a baby when, well, if I do it, if I screw it up, I'll be sued and lose everything? You see, you got yourself a real problem here, because the police are not going to do their job because they're going to be afraid to do their job. So you are less safe. And that's the way they want it. Trust me, that's the way they want it. If they wanted it any other way, then every single member of this crazed, lunatic, liberal party would have said, hold the phone. Before anybody goes out and riots, this is a horrible situation. I'm not belittling this Dante Wright situation. The man never should have been shot, period, end of conversation. The officer was dead wrong as she could possibly be. But she didn't murder him on purpose. And anyone who says she did is just an idiot. You're just an idiot. You want that to be the narrative because that's the way you feel. That's not the fact. You want Dante Wright to be a perfect angel who never did anything wrong and worked in the soup kitchens and helped the blind to see. But unfortunately, he had a warrant for his arrest for a gun-related issue, a very, very serious charge. So let's delve into this a little bit. This particular woman, her name is Kim Potter, was training someone that day. She was training a field officer who happened to be African American. And every single police officer, and I know quite a few, who I showed that tape to said the police officer she was training handled this completely wrong. He was making a lot of mistakes. Here's the mistakes they said he made. First off, when he hauled him out of the car, he hauled him out of the car wrong. When he put him up against the car, he put him against the door of the car. That is a mistake because the guy can jump back in, as opposed to putting him up by the hood or all the way down by the end of the car. Third, he apparently did not know how to work handcuffs because he literally took his hands off this guy trying to figure out how to put handcuffs on him. He's a rookie. He's being trained. She's a 26-year veteran of the police force. She doesn't have any previous charges against her for any kind of misconduct. So for your narrative to be true, here's what would have had to happen. On this day, she said, I've been here 26 years, never killed myself a black guy. I'm training a black guy today, and I'm going to try to make him the best police officer I can, but I'll be damned if I don't shoot one before the day is over. Oh, good, here's my chance, and I'll do it right in front of him, because I'm such a horrible, racist, evil person. And by the way, I'm also a serial killer. I just get off on shooting people. That's what you expect us to believe. It's not what happened. Now, if you want to listen to reason, and you want to be a halfway normal human being, here's what happened. She knew this guy was green as grass. She knew he could not handle this guy. She knew this guy was wanted for a gun charge, and he dived back into his car where he could potentially have had a gun. And she knew she's responsible for this guy she's training. She panicked. And instead of pulling this taser, she pulled her gun. Why? So many people are saying, well, you can't tell the difference. You can't tell the difference. One is not even the same color. She wasn't looking at it, Einsteins. She was keeping her eye on the suspect in case he went for a gun. That could have been in his glove compartment, down the side of his seat, even anywhere. Had a passenger in the car, could have handed it to him. She was not looking at the weapon. She pulled and shot. She said, taser, 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 three times. And immediately when she fired, she said, oh, crap, I shot him. Now, she's a bonehead. And she's not good under pressure. And how she survived in the police force 26 years without just being behind a desk, I don't know. Because anyone could see that if she gets that riled up in a high-pressure situation, she does not belong on the police force. I'm not arguing that at all. If you get so scared that you literally just grab a weapon and fire, not even knowing what's in your hand because you have no faith in the guy you're training and you're scared of the guy that you're attempting to put in custody, you have failed. That does not make you a murderer. When do we get other responsibilities in here? How about he didn't try to break free of the police and pull away? How about he didn't do that? How about he just says, yes, I know, I have a warrant. You got me. Could that also have contributed to his death? Or no, he's a choir boy. He did nothing wrong. According to what I'm hearing, he was stopped because he had wrong tags on his vehicle. When they hauled him out of the car, the woman just said, think I'm going to shoot myself, this guy. Pulls out a gun, says, I'm just going to say it's my taser. Blasts a shot into him and says, good for you. That felt good. That's what you want us to believe. Except that didn't happen. That's your fantasy land. That's what you want to say happened, because then that would vilify police. But that's not what happened. That's not close to what happened. And we have the tapes to prove it, by the way. So your fantasy land game is not going to work on people who actually have a mind. It's only going to work on people who say, this is my chance to go get myself a television set. This is my chance to go break in and get myself some sneakers. This is my chance to burn down something in the community because I'm just a kook. Now, if you wanted people to protest and say, we need better police training because if this woman's on the force 26 years and can't do her job correctly, that doesn't speak very highly of your training. Hell, I'll get in line myself. But that's not what's happening. See, they need to vilify the police. They need to make the police your enemy. So first they take away their immunity, so they can't really do their job or they're afraid to do their job. Then they have to vilify them to the black community and say they're basically all serial killers looking to hunt you down. They are the Ku Klux Klan with badges. That's what they want you to believe. Then the rioting takes place and the unrest. And people get rich over that, by the way, like the leader of Black Lives Matter, who has bought herself three or four $1 million houses off of your money, no doubt, your donation money, by the way, is proud to declare she's a trained Marxist, as if that's something to be proud of. So now they have these cops vilified. Everyone's afraid of them. You have Tlaib saying, defund them immediately, get rid of them. And oh, by the way, get rid of incarceration too. Because she's a radical nut. But they won't denounce her. They'll just say, well, the president doesn't really feel that way. No, if the president had a set that wasn't shriveled up like grape nuts, he'd say, I don't know what that crazy woman's talking about. But we totally disavow anything she says, and she must be a kook. No, her, AOC, they're all like, well, and then our wonderful ex-president Obama, we have to reimagine. See, because he's a little more articulate. We have to reimagine the police. Reimagine is code word for get rid of them. Make them useless shills of the government. The government can decide who you're going to go after, which will be anybody that has a MAGA hat on. Because they're the enemy, you know. They're the real enemy. So let's dive into this a little bit, because this is exactly what's happening. They've declared war on the police. They do not want you to be protected. They also do not want you to protect yourselves. I want you to think logically about this. If their argument is you can't trust the police force, period, end of conversation, why are they trying to disarm you? Wouldn't that be the time when they'd say, hey, at this stage of the game, I would recommend everyone have a gun because you can't trust your police force? No, this is the time they want to take your guns away. Remarkable how that works, eh? Disarm the citizens. Emasculate the police to the point where they're absolutely worthless and are afraid to do their job. And then what happens? Defund them to the point where they're literally overworked to the point where they couldn't do their job if they wanted to, and because of qualified immunity being released, they're afraid to. And then what happens? Where's the next step? I think you'll all be damn afraid to even ponder what the next step is. Because it will be some sort of a more governmental squad deployed strictly for their betterment. Militarize it. That's what they'll do. Meanwhile, at the Capitol building, the police are all wonderful. They're just remarkable. But they blew a woman away. Not one person has said a word about it, Democrat or Republican. Not one person has said, hold the phone. I appreciate all of the police officers who that particular day helped to quell. It wasn't an insurgency, by the way, helped to quell some very angry people who were attempting to get at us. But a woman was shot dead in the chest, and she didn't even have a weapon, and I need to know why, and we need to know why. Because it would seem that that police officer also doesn't know how to do his job. How come that woman's life is not as important as Dante White? How come? I think that's something we need to ask ourselves. I could name you a bunch of names of people who happened to be white that were shot by police officers with questionable right to do so. Mm-mm. Never on the news. Nobody cares. And you're running around with banners that says Black Lives Matter, but you don't want to stop the violence that's happening in Chicago and Baltimore and every place else that's killing more black people than police officers could if they went hunting today. Let me give you a little bit of fact. You know what a police officer wants to do? They want to get home to their wife or husband and children safely. They want to do their job and serve their community. If you think for 1 minute that any police officer, white, black, male, female, straight, gay, Chinese, whatever you want to say, would come up on a black person having a heart attack or having some kind of medical issue and not do their best to save them, you're insane. You're an insane human being. If you think any of them would come up on a gang of white kids beating up a black man and would say, well, I'll just let it go on for a few minutes before I say, okay, yeah, come on, guys, seriously, fun's over. You're insane. You're absolutely insane. I'm not saying there aren't some bad eggs in the police force, but guess what? There's some bad eggs in the black community, too, and Dante White was one of them. So when I'm sitting here hearing from his mom, he was a wonderful child. I'm sure he was to you. He wasn't to the person he waved the pistol at. He wasn't to the police officer who told him to stay on the hood of the car, leaning up against the car, the door of the car, and wait to be handcuffed, and he decided, no, I'm going to pull out in your face because I don't respect you, and I don't respect the law. Was this woman's reaction, this police officer's reaction, uncalled for? Yeah, because she didn't know she had the gun in her hand. If she tased him, he deserved to be tased. He absolutely deserved to be tased. He just broke free from a police officer. He has a warrant for a gun charge. He dived back into his car where we don't know what's inside the car. Of course he deserves to be tased. Of course he does. Does he deserve to be shot? Of course not. But this was a mistake made by fear. Fear, poor training, the fact that she was with an officer who didn't have training. And probably a woman who simply skated through this law enforcement system, not really having to do a whole hell of a lot. You know, suddenly we have this, well, we have to hire so many women. We have to hire so many minorities, even if they're very poorly equipped to do the job. Maybe she was one of them. And for 26 years, she just skated and didn't do much. But in this particular instance, she was put to the test and she failed it. And a man lost his life because of it. And that's actionable. She should be fired. And if they want to try to bring her up on manslaughter charges, well, I suppose they can. But that's not enough. They're crying, we want murder, murder in the first. So murder in the first is, I pulled my gun and said, stand back, I'm going to shoot myself a black guy. I mean, how dumb are you people? That's not what happened. So let's switch for a minute to the George Floyd trial. Because when I first saw that video, like probably every person in the world, I said, this is absolutely outrageous. I've never heard of such a thing. He's on this guy's neck for 7-8 minutes. People are clearly telling him, let him up. He's clearly saying he can't breathe. What in the blue hell is this guy thinking? But what made me scratch my head is, well, there's a black police officer there too. And if this black police officer thought the only reason he's doing this is to kill a black guy, I imagine he'd tell him, get the hell up. Let him up. So I talked to some police officers, and they all kind of condemned this and said, no, the guy was clearly in the wrong. The real procedure for this is that if he was alone, he may literally have wanted that guy down on the ground and kept his knee there until backup came, because if this guy gets up, there could be big trouble. He might not be able to handle him, even handcuffed. So there would have been some justification if he was alone, but he wasn't alone. So their take was they could have gotten him to his feet and gotten him to sit down or sit up and had two or three officers guard him. He was in handcuffs after all. But then came some testimony that made me scratch my head, that I think my friends who were police officers maybe didn't take into consideration, and that was the crowd had started to become belligerent. The crowd had said, we're basically going to attack the officer. So those officers went into crowd control, making sure that the crowd did not riot and go after anybody. That sort of takes away his backup. Also, let's take into consideration he had a lot of drugs in his system and was complaining about not being able to breathe before they put him on the ground. And let's take into consideration that an alternate view video kind of shows that his knee wasn't on his neck. Knee was on his upper back. And they're claiming that's actually the proper place to put your knee, and that's what you're told to do. Now, I still say, and I will say it until the day I die, the right move would have been to call another officer over and say, I'm going to try to get this guy up on his, at least his ass. He's complaining he can't breathe. Officer made a mistake. He's looking at an angry crowd ready to lynch him. He's looking at a 6'5", 300-pound man out of his mind on drugs. He's got him secure, and he probably felt like the last thing I want to do is let this guy up. What if he goes berserk? And then the whole crowd comes after me or whatever. There's a lot of contributory factors. When both sides make mistakes, you see, they didn't just walk into a club and grab some random guy and say, hey, you, you're an African-American, and we've decided we're going to bust you. No, they were called there. If he didn't run afoul of the police to begin with, he never would have had an altercation with the police. If he didn't be whacked out of his mind on all kinds of drugs, he probably wouldn't have had the breathing issue. And he probably wouldn't have been belligerent and tried to fight the cops. There are some contributory issues there. To deny it is just to be blind. Everyone tries to make this something it's not. Everyone tries to make it some poor guy who just happens to be African-American, was driving along in his perfectly legal car, doing absolutely zero wrong. Cop sees him and says, there's a black guy driving a car. How dare a black guy drive a car in America? I'm going to pull him over and give him a hard time. Maybe kill him. I haven't decided yet. I might. Depends on if he gives me any lip. But at least I'm going to give him a hard time. So he pulls him over. The guy does nothing wrong. He says, get out of the car. You look familiar. I think maybe you're somebody that's wanted. And he roughs him up a little bit and says, you know what? I think you're some guy that's, I need to take into custody. I think you're wanted. But first I'm going to pistol whip you. So the kid runs and he puts four in his back, goes home, pats his wife on the head and says, I had a good day today, shot a black guy. That's what you want people to believe the cops are. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. This dude got pulled over. I've been pulled over for small things. Okay? I've been pulled over where they just said routine check. Never even gave me a reason. So don't tell me that if I had expired plates on my car, they wouldn't pull me over. Or expired tags. Because they would. And then if they ran my name and they said, you're wanted for an actual assault with a gun. And you have a warrant for your arrest. You didn't show up in court. They're taking me to jail. Doesn't matter what the color of my skin is. They're taking me to jail. And at that point, I can either say, oh, well, you got me, or I can fight. If I fight, I could get hurt. I might get shot. But I decide to fight anyway. And then when the police go into a panic and they try to tase me and they pull a gun instead of a taser because they're ill-trained and scared to death to be a police officer in a violent situation, my family can say, oh, but he was a wonderful person. He never did a thing wrong, but that's not true. I had expired tags on my car, and I had a warrant for my arrest for a violent situation with a gun, and I fought the police. That's not something a wonderful person does, something a troublemaker does. And that contributed greatly to what happened. But the left don't want you to know that because they want these cities to burn. They want so much unrest that you say, for God's sake, please, yes, just get rid of the police. Just get rid of them. It's not worth it. Whatever you've come up with, a militarized whatever, we'll take it. It's better than this. And they'll convince all the African-American people, you'll be so more well-pleased with this. And then they have you. You have no defense because you have no guns anymore. You're a criminal if you have one. The police are gone, abolished. Don't you see what they're trying to pull here, folks? Why would you try to disarm your citizens and then disband your police? Does that make any sense to you at all? Does that not leave you open, wide open? Begging the government, please do something? Okay. We'll implement our own force. Yeah, I'm sure you will. Sure you will. This is just another step toward fascism. That's what they do, folks. And you're all too worried about, when's my next $1,400 stimulus check coming in? When can I go get my vaccine that's going to, you know, either cure you or kill you? I'm not sure which. Oh, and by the way, while they're doing all this, the government has come up with a microchip. Yeah, a microchip. And if we plant it in your arm, guess what happens? If the COVID virus is detected, this thing somehow destroys it in your blood. So you'll never get that nasty COVID. You won't have to worry. Your life will go back to normal. Just put the chip in your arm. Give us your gun. Give up your police. Let us microchip you. Are you following this? Are you following this? You better be following this. And you know who they're counting on? The ill-informed. The people who say, the only news I get is I turn on what station I get, which is probably CNN, and they hear these race baiters who do nothing for a living but stoke the fires of racial tension for their own monetary gain and should be arrested for incitement, saying, you poor people, you're very justified in burning down the Waffle House. You're very justified in breaking into the Nike store and taking those Nikes. That's just reparation. You're owed it for what's happened to you. Yeah, I know. Useful idiots. That's what they call you behind your back. Useful idiots. You're our foot soldiers. Go out and do our dirty work. Oh, and Talib, you can go ahead and call for the disbanding of the police and incarceration. Joe will put up a fight and say, oh, no, that's not really where I'm at. But that's where he's at. That's where they're all at. They don't care what Joe's at anyway. He's not going to be around soon. You see, they always give you a different excuse. Oh, gas is going way, way up. But don't worry, because we're going to have electric cars. Oh, I see. So that's what your plan was. Let's make gas unaffordable so that people will have to be forced to change to electric. We don't want you to eat meat, so yeah, let George Soros buy up all of the farmlands and raise the prices of meat to the point where you can't afford it. But don't worry, because we have a substitute that tastes just as good, and it's so good for the environment, and it's so much healthier for you. We have a pandemic that's killing everyone, except, of course, our top officials who go maskless every day, and they don't care. But let us put a microchip in your arm. We promise we won't trace you. We promise it won't do anything else. Sure. Let's disband the police. Let's disarm you totally. This isn't a conspiracy theory, folks. It's happening right in front of your eyes. It's just happening right in front of your eyes. The war on the police has begun. Let me go to the phones. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Marcus. What's going on?
What's going on? So here we go. The war is on right now, my friend, against the police, and it's as clear as the nose on your face.
Yeah, you know, I'm sitting here listening to you, and I could, you know, I don't know of any other way to say it myself. You know, the radical Looney Tune left are 100% race baiting and want.
I think we lost you. Hello.
Against each other. Hello.
I'm gonna have, yeah. Hold on. I'll try to get you back on wherever you were. We're dropping off. Go ahead.
Here I am.
Okay.
The radical left and CNN and all these liberal Looney Tunes are turning the American people against each other. That's what deep down they want. Yes, I saw the footage. I saw the footage of this. Whatever his name was, I forget. the one that happened recently with the female cop. I saw. Also saw his Facebook video where he's waving a gun and smoking illegal drugs on camera. Facebook. How come that's not taken down? That's put on Facebook, but that's not taken down. But I can go on Facebook and cite facts about something that I feel strongly about, and that's taken down. But some criminal, some whack job,
you're right.
Put himself.
Stay with me for a second, because I'm going to address this. Of course, because the social media is now the left wing propaganda arm, and they will not put up anything that's remotely disparaging against their masters. They didn't put up the Hunter Biden story. It's perfectly true. They didn't put it up. And a matter of fact, they would suspend you or take down your post had you tried to post it. They do that on purpose. And then when they come before the Senate, they just say, we're trying to do our best. Junkies like Jack Dorsey and little wimpy semi-socialists like Mark Zuckerberg, who is, by the way, the biggest capitalist there is and claims to be a socialist. There's a brainiac. We realize that some things have to change. And no, nothing's changing. You're doing exactly as you're told by your masters. So is the news media. Because an honest newsman would say, I watched the tape, and this is a tragedy. This is a absolute tragedy. But this is a tragedy that has equal responsibility. The young man in question should never have been shot, but he also should have never fought the police. If he had a warrant, he should have either went peacefully, or how about this? How about you don't get a warrant? How about you go to the judge and plead your case? How about you don't have a car with expired tags on it? And the police officer, if she's training somebody, that's like the blind leading the blind, because she obviously is not worthy to train anyone. So we have double problems, don't we? That would be rational. If someone from the news media said we have equal responsibility here. And this is how tragedies happen. This is how tragedies happen. It's like somebody who you say, well, they ate just before they went swimming, and they went into an area they shouldn't have went into, and the lifeguard didn't tell them to go. They couldn't go into that area because the lifeguard was asleep, and they drowned. And you say, well, they probably could have made it back to land if they hadn't eaten and gotten cramps. But then again, the lifeguard should have been awake and told them not to go in that area. It's equal. Equal responsibility. That's what we would have been told years ago. This is a tragedy. We certainly need to look into why this police officer wasn't adequately trained to know what she's pulling and how to handle a situation like this. And two, we have to tell you, make a clear message. You don't run from the police. See, because let me tell you what else would have happened. Let's say this woman said, let him go. And he tears off 100 miles an hour and hits some lady and her two children coming back from a day in the park and kills both of those children. Guess what would have happened? Oh, these police didn't do their job. They let that guy go. They knew he had a dangerous warrant, and they let him go because they were afraid of him. And he killed innocent people trying to speed away. That's what they would have said. So you're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't, Tom.
Yeah, and, let's go a step further, okay? I saw, the Reverend, or should I say the racist, Al Sharpton, get his big old mug on TV and start talking about how this case relates to George Floyd. Is he on drugs? Because this case has nothing to do with George Floyd. Nothing. Nothing to do with Derek Chauvin. Nothing to do with George Floyd. Nothing to do with Jacob Blake. No, not one iota. That guy was on probation. He was wanted for aggravated robbery. He had a warrant out for his arrest. He wants to tell his mom on the phone, supposedly, that he's being pulled over for air fresheners. Okay, well, I'm sorry, but if that person was on drugs, they'd believe that. And then she ups and opens her mouth saying, he didn't do nothing. Yeah, okay, because he's a saint.
Flash for you. I was pulled over. You have to take some personal responsibility, okay? For people who don't know anything about me or maybe only see the picture that I use, I have long hair. I'm a rock musician. And I get pulled over. I get pulled over because sometimes if I'm coming, you know, back from somewhere where I've dressed up like this, I probably, you know, look a little whatever. And they're probably very sure I got drugs, even though I'm a teetotaler. I don't blame them. You know what I do? I make them very at ease. And I explain to them, I'm a musician. Might be dressed a little weird. Might look a little different than you. I ain't here to give nobody no trouble. And guess what? It ends very well. It always ends very well. It has nothing to do with the color of my skin. Nothing. It has to do with my attitude. They don't feel threatened. What do you think happens when 24 hours a day, half the news media is telling the entire black community, if a police officer pulls you over, he might kill you. He might be looking to kill you. Well, that makes the black community on edge. So if there is an innocent black person driving around and he sees them lights behind him, he's like, oh, shit. Now the police officer sees it's a black person that he's pulled over and says, oh, shit. I know they hate me already. I know they think I'm going to try to kill him. I better be on guard because he could, if he does have a weapon, he might think I'm out to kill him. And what do you do to somebody who you think is out to kill you? You kill them first, right? You strike first. So this puts the cops on edge. It puts the civilians on edge. And when both people are on edge, bad things happen. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that there's an 18-year-old African-American kid shaking in his boots because a white police officer pulled him over, and he thinks, maybe I'll just get in my car and run because he's going to find a reason to gun me down even though I did nothing. That's what the news told me. And a white police officer getting out saying a young black man, he might have a gun and boy, he might shoot me because that they're open season on cops now. That makes for bad situations happening because everybody's on edge. You've got to stop it. The message should be just cooperate. Just cooperate. How about what happens to man up? What happens to Derek Wright saying, yeah, I got a warrant. You got me. Let's go in and face the music. What happened to that? Didn't happen, did it? Now, the police, they did their job. This woman stepped down, and they said she's fired anyway, even if she didn't step down. They did what they had to do. They eliminated the problem. And I know people are going to say, what about the future problems? Well, what about future problems? How about we have our youth grow up respecting the police and respecting authority instead of waving their nose at it? That's one good start. And then I'll bet you'll see a whole lot less bad shootings happen. I bet you'll see a whole lot less. Because everyone will be less, everyone will be more at ease and less tense. Simple as that. So, yes, both people were wrong in this case. Both people were wrong in the George Floyd case. I've already told you, 95% of the police I talked to, and I know a lot of police, said at the very least he should have sat him up. No, not on his feet. Don't get him to his feet. That would be a mistake. But at the very least, set him up. He probably couldn't get to his feet anyway with his hands behind his back, so that's fine. Just set him up. Just in case he vomits or something or whatever, just set him up. So did that guy make that police officer make a mistake? Yeah. Was he terrified of the crowd? Yeah, he was. They were threatening to come beat him up. Why do you think the other cops were standing there doing crowd control? They had called for an ambulance and it was on its way. And it got there. But he also had a lot of drugs in his system. And he'd already fought the police pretty violently, so his blood pressure was up. Everything was up. It's contributory. I don't care what anybody says. If you think for 1 minute that Derek Chauvin said right in front of this crowd, who's filming, by the way, I'm going to intentionally kill a black man and throw my life away and go to jail, but I don't care. Because it's a fine day to kill an African-American, and I just feel like it. And so I just will in front of all these witnesses. Does that sound logical to you? You think that's going to happen ever? It's not going to happen ever. So we already know it's not race-related. We already know he wasn't intentionally trying to kill somebody. Did he screw up? Yeah, he'd be dead. Nobody is beyond screwing up, and he screwed up. He panicked. So if you want to give me the song that we need better training for police officers in critical situations, in very, very high stake situations, I agree with you. I agree. We got to be more careful who we hire. See, that's why we can't have quotas. So you say, well, just hire this woman because we need a woman. Just hire this guy because we need more minorities. Just hire this guy because we need more people of a certain ethnicity or a certain religion or whatever it is. Or we just need more people, period. You need to hire people and watch, and they need to go through some psychiatric evaluation and how they handle stress and stressful situations. But trust me when I tell you that if you did the actual research, you would find out that black people are no more targeted than white people. That is a myth. It is not true. No one targets somebody because of the color of their skin in law enforcement, period. A perpetrator is a perpetrator. A suspect is a suspect. It doesn't make any difference what color they are. So that's a myth. But it's a myth that the left want you to believe, because if you believe it, they can divide you and they can give you ample cause to, let's just defund the police. They're all a bunch of, it's just a Ku Klux Klan with badges. You don't want the Ku Klux Klan with badges, do you? In the meantime, they're telling you as citizens, if an entire band of rioters break through the front gates of your house, as they did to one couple, threaten to kill your wife and your dog right in front of you, and you point a gun at them because there's 60 of them and two of you, you could go to jail for attempted murder even though you never fired a shot. However, if you shoot some unarmed woman dead in the Capitol right in the chest who never did a thing in her life, in fact served this country, that's no big deal. There's no charges here. You see what they're trying to do? Oh, they'll still have their police and their guards. And believe me, they'll shoot you dead. You come anywhere near Talib, and she'll have her guards shoot you dead and throw your body in the goddamn river and never lose a minute's sleep, because that's the way they want this country. We are the elites. We will do what you cannot. And you can't protect yourself. And you have no force protecting you, because the people who protect do so at our... See, they fear the police. Because the police are going to equally enforce... They can't even equally enforce now, though, can they? Because they've taken away that qualified immunity. They make them stand down. They're watching them burn mom-and-pop stores down. And you know what the governors are saying? Stand down. Stand down. Okay. What do you expect them to do? What is it you expect them to do? But your dead ass will be on that phone within 2 seconds if your house is threatened. Call the police. Call the police. Well, one of these days you're going to call them and they're not coming. And you're not going to have a gun. But a damn sure person that's breaking in your house is going to have one. And when your money isn't just good enough for them, because they know they can do anything they want, and they decide your daughter's looking pretty good tonight, they decide your wife's looking pretty good tonight, or they decide they just want to fill you full of holes because you're someone they don't like, you're a little richer than them. I want you to remember, you didn't want guns. You didn't want a police force. This is what you wanted. You're getting what you want right now. Portland decided they were going to defund a lot of the police. They weren't going to fight back, so what are they getting? You see what they're getting. And now all of a sudden it's perfectly okay to tear gas and arrest people. When Donald Trump was doing it, he was Hitler. When Donald Trump said, we're going to send in the National Guard, we're going to tear gas people, all these people are going to be arrested, we were told he was Adolf Hitler. Let these people go. They're peaceful. We were watching cities burn and CNN anchorman watching the city burn behind them saying these are mostly peaceful protests. As behind them, the flames rose to the heavens. Because they think you're stupid. In fact, they count on you being stupid. They fill your head with propaganda. They fill your head with lies. They figure you'll never fact check them. And you'll just go along with anything that they say, including all the police are evil. And then they'll say, well, not every one of them, but 8 out of 10. So what's your chances when you call the police? You better not call the police if you're black. If you're a black person, you're pulled over by the police, you don't have a good chance. You might want to run. You might want to, you know, civilly disobey. Oh, really? Well, you're the ones that's causing this. You're the ones that's causing this. The black community don't want to disband the police. See, why is it that it's always white, radical, elitist snobs who talk for black people? That's the thing that gets me. Don't talk to, you know why? Because you never met a black person in your life. That's why. You live in some lily white neighborhood in some elitist, snobby area where you have armed guards and gates, and you don't know. Go talk to some black people. Say, would you like the police totally disbanded? And they'll say, hell no. If anything, we want more. I want to be able to walk my daughter to the corner store to buy her a candy bar without being shot dead by gang members. Who, by the way, aren't even old enough to buy a gun, and so it has nothing to do with gun rights. You think they're not still going to have a gun? Every day you hear some poor little girl or some poor little kid is shot dead in the streets of Chicago or Baltimore that has a higher murder rate than Syria. But let's disband the cops. Because their argument will be one of the two things. Either they're evil racists or they're not doing their job. Either they're not adequate or they're evil racists. It's one of the two. How many of these people do you honestly think, gangbangers that are 16, have a legal gun? I mean, Tom, it doesn't pass the lab test.
Man, you know what? They can't even spell the word legal gun. No 16-year-old has a legal gun. Old man Biden wants to sit there on the TV and say, you can go to any schmo can go to a gun show without a background check and just buy a gun. Really? Since when? Because I've been to gun shows. People who have been.
Why? But if they really want you to shed some tears, yeah, I shed tears when I hear an 8-year-old girl who's trying to cross the street with her mother so she can get herself an ice cream is shot in the head by gang members. You think I care whether she's black, white, Chinese, Asian, Indian? I don't care. It's horrible. And when I think of the mother having to kneel over the body of her child who did nothing wrong, it makes me sick. But I'm not shedding tears for these other two. Nobody told you to get whacked out of your mind on drugs. Nobody told you to start fighting the police. Nobody told you to put illegal tags on your car and wave a gun around and threaten somebody until you got a warrant for your arrest. Those were your actions. Take responsibility for your actions. What'd the little girl do? Go to get an ice cream cone, and now she's dead. And I don't see Al Sharpton marching down there. Because he don't care, because there's no money to be had there. There's no financial gain in that for Al. So don't give me this Black Lives Matter garbage. Or you'd have been there at the funeral of that little girl. And you'd have said this gangbanging has to stop today. If we have to fund the cops even more. If we have to make special gang units, not another child. You didn't do it though, did you? You're too busy defending drug addicts. And armed robbers, because there's money in that. and I've had it. Wake up. I realize everybody's in a stupor, but it might be time to splash a little cold water on your face, take a goddamn good look around at your country and say, what the F is happening? Before you don't have one. Don't you understand we already have selective law enforcement? Hunter Biden should be in jail. He lied on a gun permit. You lie on a gun permit, it's a felony. You're going to jail. He's on a book tour. Al Sharpton owes so much in taxes he couldn't pay it if he lives to be 300. Is he in jail or is he on CNN making another fortune that he's not paying taxes on, eh? While the IRS is pounding on your door for $2,000. So don't give me this crap. They're all liars. And you need to understand that. Now, I feel sorry for the parents of Dante White. They've lost their son in a shocking manner. I get it. So I'm not going to blame them for saying crazy things like it was murder. They're in grief. But someone has to say the right thing here. And that should be our news media, but that's a joke. Because they can't wait. They can't wait for the next one. Because it's ratings for them, see. Follow the money. That's where this is all about. Follow the money. It's all ratings for them. We just heard CNN basically on a camera they didn't think was there admit, yeah, we lied all the time about Donald Trump, but it was ratings. We used to make up stories. We didn't care. We did it with impunity. The ratings came in. That's all that mattered. People were tuning in. Yeah, we didn't want him in office, so we just lied. They said it. Flat out said it. They didn't know they were saying it on camera. They said it. How does that make you feel? Does that make you feel well-served by your media, that they're deciding who the next president is? They're lying to you purposely to sway your opinions? That make you feel well-served by the media? Are you well-served by your politicians who are saying we want to disband the police and end incarceration? No one goes to jail. Well, what happens to them then? What happens to somebody who decides I'm just going to rape some girl I like? Well, then you're not going to jail. There's nothing going to happen to you. They want to take away the – don't fool yourself. They don't want lawlessness. They want total control. So they want the police gone so they can come up with something that serves their interest and their interest alone. They'll decide who the criminals are. They'll decide who goes into a gulag and who doesn't. And the damn answers might surprise you. Time to wake up, folks. Your country is damn near gone. And we're all saying, well, in another year and a half, you won't recognize this country. Time to wake up now. And it's time to make your voices heard, too, instead of hiding behind everything and saying, oh, well, I'll just be taken down for my views. No, insist your voice be heard before it's too late. I'm gonna go to the